us aspiring old and young and middle-aged corporate folk singers here. Very inspired by Bob Dylan's big breakthrough of doing the Victoria's Secret ad. In dishonor of that, I'll do a little medley of songs that were sold for commercials. Come gather round, people, wherever you advertise, and admit that the 60s sells Chryslers and fries, and accept it that money don't talk, but it lies. If your bottom line is worth saving, then you better start skimming all the anthems we've known for the stocks they are exchanging. Something happening here. What it is an ad for a beer. I guess you'd say, what can make me feel this way? My beer, my beer, my beer. Talking about my beer. Songs that sell soap and sell cars and sell lifestyles. Anthems of freedom now, corporate Z-Kyles. Songs that bring back all those sweet memories. Thanks Mitsubishi and who needs trees? When I'm lonesome or nostalgic, feel I'm gonna cry, I simply remember my favorite songs and then I break down and buy. I'm going up the country where a man can be free. I'm going up the country where a man can be free. I'm going to some place where there's no goddamn Pepsi. Well, we're going to do the show alphabetically tonight because we're not very creative. Speaking for the group. And I'd like to do a set of songs about the current administration, and I'll just sort of run that down alphabetically, too. Well, I went down to see my librarian. Did I mention her name? It was Marion. She was handing my checkout record to this guy. Examine it for the FBI. Well, you can't always get what you want, 'cause some of the books have been withdrawn. They had passages from the Quran, and if you translate some, well, you just might find how to make a bomb. Let me tell you a story about John Ashcroft, the good things he has done. Thank you so much. Thank you. On the first day of Bushmas, my Supreme Court gave to me a duly selected presidency. On the second day of Bushmas, my president gave to me $300. It was right there. Instead of a democracy. On the third day of Bushmas, my president gave to me no Kyoto Protocol, so I could warm up to a check for $300 instead of a democracy. On the fourth day of Bushmas, my president gave to me space missile defense in order to form a more perfect union, or at least a warm, fuzzy feeling. Warming up to having no democracy. On the fifth day of Bushmas, my president gave to me a stop to the START treaty so we could be legal building Star Wars 2 to defend our lack of a democracy. On the sixth day of Bushmas, my president gave to me stock market tips to replace Social Security. On the seventh day of Bushmas, my president gave to me faith-based initiative to replace Social Security. On the eighth day of Bushmas, my president gave to me drills for the Arctic water laced with arsenic. Oil won't mix with water, but oil and government ought to, in a centrifuge, which he'll set up in a wildlife refuge. On it, eight more. On the ninth day of Bushmas, president gave to me a bill of rights, not for gays or blacks or free speech, not for none of these, but for health insurance company. On the 10th day of Bushmas, my president gave to me a war against somebody over in some place to teach a lesson and save our face, taking our 300 and our fuzzy feeling and our Bill of Rights. Here we go to war. I think we all know what it's for, to defend our lack of a democracy. On the 11th day of Bushmas, my president gave to me cheaper public schools, cloning corporate tools, teaching to the test, screwing all the rest. If they don't like our new federal standardization of their kids to work in faith-based health insurance companies. On the 12th day of Bushmas, my president gave to me supersized tax cuts so we can give back to those who really suffered from the attacks. Oil billionaires, it will trickle down, he tells us, and we must be tough. Only terrorists refuse to buy more stuff. Yesterday I joined the union. It's called the Traveler's Local 1000. It's known to the members as the Unlocal. And tomorrow I'm going to sue them for 20 years of back pension, because it's not my fault that I forgot to join, you know. It's in the culture that we don't think about unions when we get a job. Of course, this isn't a job. This is my alternative to a job, of course, and I know I do have one of the more fun desks in the social justice office, sort of a virtual office. It's kind of out there. Anyhow, but they do have a pension fund, and they have a letter that you can carry around with you, and when you go on the airplane, you can show it to them, and it says that you're allowed to take your instrument up on the airplane, and then they laugh at you. So, you know, you get a comedy boost out of it. I'm a little bit of an activist now and then. I formed an organization, the International Association of Investigative Songwriters, and, which nobody, I have not yet convinced any of the people on this show to join it. In fact, no one has joined it. But I did write the theme song. Maybe that is why they didn't, when they heard the theme song. I thought that a song about the International Criminal Court was a good starting point, though. It won't be compared with anyone else's song on the subject, so there you are. You encouraged those massacres in East Timor, not as famous as Vietnam, true. You have wreaked your affliction on each one in turn and have sworn each one you didn't do. You were our Svengali, a master by golly, the extent of your crimes no one knew. Did it ever occur to you later, my boy, that you could be tried, even you? There are problems with this song, one of which is you not singing, and I'm realizing now that I forgot to tell you the words and stuff. What's your name?
Carol Francis.
Carol Francis? Carol Francis, do you have any friends? Are they here? Would you bring one of them and stand up here? This is going to hurt you a lot less than it's going to hurt the whole bunch of them. I can guarantee this. Could you stand right up here and bring a friend with you, or both your friends? Either way, I don't care. Here we go. You won't need to drink. Where's your friend? All right, we'll ask you. What's your name?
Marsha.
Marsha? Carol Francis? Okay, you can be friends for the evening. Hold that up. Pull that out. Put a little space between you. I don't know if you need that. I point it in the general direction of the victims here. A little higher up. A little higher. Higher up. Higher up. There we go. Two, three. I wonder who's Kissinger now. Perfect. How's the old Kubinger now?
Wonder who's looking out from his eyes, breathing sighs, telling lies. I wonder who's home in his head. Is there remorse for the dead? Wonder if he still thinks he'll go free. I wonder who's kissing her now.
Now you can hold it down. Rest your arm a little.
If you want to see justice be given your due, just imagine yourself sharply dressed in the docket of some war crimes tribunal, hearing from the people you cruelly suppressed. All the time slips away and your crimes in Chile flit away with a sword and a tear. And though you may know where is Kissinger now, you may be in jail this time next year. I wonder who's Kissinger now. How's the old coup in now? Wonder who's looking out from his eyes, breathing sighs, telling lies. I wonder who's home in his head. Is there remorse for the dead? Wonder if he still thinks he.
Thank you so much. Well, I have decided that I'm going to close this subset of a set with another song. We were discussing earlier the evening amongst us the resurgence of folk music on the scene among the youth and lamenting the fact that none of us do any. But I have been researching this, as I'm sometimes mistaken for a folk singer. Maybe I should do a folk song. So I looked into this song, Peg and All. Anyone here knows it? We know we have some old folkies here. Some medium. There we go. One. You might want to step outside till this piece is over. It's a song about a cobbler, 100-some years ago, who gets run out of the business by a cobbling machine that comes in. I don't actually know that song. However, there's one that's kind of similar to it in structure and content and form and theme and so forth that I would like to offer at this time. I would like to ask folks to keep the flash down to the bare minimum. If you all are looking for my good side, it isn't here. and it is distracting to some of us who don't remember the lyrics as well as we did when we were 50. In 1951, I'd just begun. 1951, just begun. Korean War was underway. We had a brand new Chevrolet. We were living the American way in 51. 1955 came, civil rights. 1955, civil rights. There was much to overcome. Ku Klux Terror and the gun. Who knew what was to come in 55? 1963 in Washington. We marched so that freedom could be won. There were freedom songs to sing, and there was Martin Luther King in 1963 in Washington. 1968, we came undone. Revolutions were put down with club and gun. There was blood and there was bombs. Not a nation could be calmed. 1968 came undone. And then the freedom leaders were all gone. Government officials said, be calm. With the killers still in charge, Nixon still at large. So many freedom leaders gone. '80s were the '50s, upside down. Plutocrats and colonels gaining ground. We had 1984, it was like the book, maybe more. Oh, the 80s were dark days all around. Then they invented a new machine, mouse and all. Invented a new machine, Megs and all. It's a global clarion call, gathers data on us all. It's a high-tech shopping mall, mouse and all. One superpower now bestrides the world. Government officials say, don't worry. For the people and the earth, a new millennium's in birth. And we will not live in a world with greed. We will not stoop except to plant another seed. I'll be back a little later in the evening and do a little alleged comedy. I'm calling this my final comedy tour because I'm going off to Palestine, and I know that in the war zone people do make jokes, but they're very dark and no one wants to hear them outside of the war zone. So we'll see what happens. But I'll be over there in the month of August, and I can come back and say all the exact same stuff I already say about Palestine and Israel, but this time I can prove it, you see. So I spent several months in the last year on the Wheels of Justice bus tour where we had people who have been there give eyewitness reports, people gone to Iraq, come back, young people, 22, people 62, and a wonderful experience, and meet a lot of people all over the country, some of them very interesting, and those are the arguments you remember. Anyhow, it'll be 100 degrees is what it'll be, basically. Yeah. I wish me well. Anyhow, I feel like a slacker now. You know, I used to travel more, and David Rovics has been into Palestine at least an entire album's worth, which you should pick up tonight. It's brand new, fresh out. He has been traveling. We have come to know each other and been able to share some things. He's giving me his gig in Turkey, and I'm giving him my gig in Turlock. So we share and we trade, and he has a lot of direct experience both in many of these countries under the gun and also in the movements to change all that. And, you know, while I'm talking about him, I just had this thought. Why don't we just listen to David Rovics? Should we do that?